Coming to you live from Newport Beach, California, it's another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. I'm Rob Shore, and don't forget, you can find Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, as always, at iTunes. Just go out to iTunes, type in Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, put this on your favorite device, take this with you wherever you go. One of the reasons you want to do that is some of the extraordinary guests that we have been lining up for you. They're coming in a cavalcade over the course of the next many weeks. I was talking to a coaching client recently. He said, Rob, I found the greatest book, and I want you to get it, and I want you to read it because I've read it, and it made an impact on me. It made such an impact on me that I bought some for my clients. It's called The Go-Giver, and the concept of The Go-Giver at 30,000 foot, one sentence, is simply you will have the opportunity to profit from giving in a more substantial way than actually receiving. And the author of that book is Bob Berg. Bob has been speaking to Fortune 500 companies, direct sales organizations for 25 plus years. He speaks around the world to audiences ranging from 50 to 16,000. He shared the stage with broadcast personalities, Olympic athletes, former president. And you may know him for a book that he originally wrote called Endless Referrals, but now he came on the scene, I guess, such a bigger way perhaps with The Go-Giver, which he co-authored with John David Mann, and that really took over the spotlight. It shoots up to number 6 in the Wall Street Journal Business Bestsellers in just 3 weeks after its release. There was a follow-up to it, which was Go-Giver for Selling. And now he's coming out with a new book. It's a new book that's coming out very shortly, and it's called It's Not About You. Well, I was introduced to Bob through one of the principals at Horse's Mouth. She said, you know, there's probably something good here that could happen by you knowing Bob. And I said, well, terrific. And lo and behold, here we are. Bob Berg, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Rob, thanks. Thanks for having me on with you.
It is my pleasure. So Let's get to the heart of It's Not About You. And by the very title, there's so many inferences that can be made about the title of the book. Can you give us kind of the 30,000-foot view of the core messaging?
Sure. You know, that's a great question. It really, in a nutshell, is that to the degree that a leader, an influencer, takes their focus off themselves and focuses on providing value to others, that's the degree to which they're going to first build others and make them more successful, and they're going to make themselves more successful as well. I'm often asked, well, you know, Bob, if it's not about you, then who is it about? And the answer really is everyone whose lives you choose to benefit and provide value to. And, you know, that includes, but it's not limited to, your employees, family members, team members, prospects, customers, clients, what have you. And saying that it isn't about us, but about others, Rob, should never, ever be confused with being a martyr, a doormat, codependent, or in any way self-sacrificial. It's none of that. Putting other people's interests first, as all the great leaders and influencers have shown us through the years, is simply a good way to build others, which ultimately helps you accomplish your own goals. And of course, as you know, because you've been teaching these things, these principles for years, this needs to be done with genuine caring about others, never manipulative or with impure motives.
You know, as I read it, it's not about you. I think about a joke that a friend of mine and I would have. We'd be chatting back and forth, and she'd say to me, well, enough about me. Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about you. What do you think of me, Rob?
Exactly. Right. You know, part of the book is really about leadership and influence.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mean, I think we've all either interacted with, have had superiors that are, or maybe you were the boss that led with a heavier hand, and it really didn't emanate perhaps from a "it's not about you" place. You perhaps led with the stick. Now, for wholesalers, how are they going to get their head around this notion about it's not about you, and then the influence piece. I want to clarify that for our listeners.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's interesting because these companies that I work with, and it's so easy to see the leaders who get this, who grab this, and there are a lot who do. You know, John Maxwell, who's one of my favorite authors and speakers on leadership, and we're so honored that he did the cover quote for the book. He says influence is everything. And I do believe that because without influence, without being able to move a person in the correct direction and have them take action, an action that works for everyone involved, you're certainly not going to accomplish anything. And you need to be able to have that buy-in. But you're not going to have buy-in through force. You know, Dondi Scumaci, another favorite author of mine, I love something she says, and I quote, "Compliance will never take you or your team where commitment can go." And commitment cannot be forced. Commitment cannot be complied. It needs to be voluntary. It needs to be willing. And people will willingly follow those leaders who they know have their best interests at heart. It's really as simple as that.
Let's talk a little bit about a little more about this notion of influence and put it at the point of inflection. The wholesaler that's listening with the financial advisor they hope to influence. And one of the things that you say is the less you say, the more influence you have. Wholesalers, by definition, are paid to talk. Can you help me unwind that paradox?
Yeah, well, and then, you know, you think, are they paid to talk or are they paid to listen? You know, are they paid to really find out what that other person's thinking and what that other person wants? And, you know, Dale Carnegie taught us this lesson in his classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People. He said, you know, people will do things for their reasons, not our reasons. So we need to make our reasons their reasons. And there's nothing manipulative about that. What it means is that we simply are willing to listen. We're simply looking to find out, you know, what it is that their issue is. What are they looking to accomplish? What are they looking? Let me put it this way. We there's that old saying, and I think all of us who have been in sales, have taught sales, have attended any sales training classes, we've all heard this analogy, not analogy, but example that, you know, every year millions and millions of quarter inch drill bits are bought, and yet not one person buying one of these millions and millions of quarter inch drill bits actually wants a quarter inch drill bit. What they want is a quarter inch hole. And really, isn't the wholesaler's job to find out what that hole is and then be able to fill that hole? And that's really what it's about, and that's what influence is about, and that's why we say that, you know, influence is really, it's an unseen flow of power. It's not force. It's also why we say, you know, it's also influence is not push. Influence is pull, which is why you hear so many people saying, wow, that person, you know, has a lot of influence. They have a lot of pull. You never hear them say, wow, that influential person really has a lot of push. Leaders and influencers don't push. They gently pull.
You know, one of the things that strikes me is this whole notion of influence, the way that you described it, especially in the listening context, because in our listening workshops that we do, we talk about this whole importance of listening empathically. How do you see this whole notion of empathy, and how does it become so important in terms of the notion of influence?
Well, empathy is an interesting thing. And, you know, one of the things I love about what you do is, you know, you're showing people how to be unforgettable. You know, you're showing them how to be that, how to be different, how to position themselves as different from others. And one way of doing that is to be empathetic. Empathy is it's a skill, it's a talent that some people are born to a certain point of having an inclination to be empathetic, but to others it's really nothing more than a learned skill. Now, you know, I'm a very simple guy, so I like to give simple definitions, and empathy can really be said as nothing more than putting yourself in the other person's shoes, as the saying goes. It's being able to, you know, in a sense, feel what they're feeling. But here's the thing, and this is a good question that gets brought up when I talk about empathy. Well, what if you don't really understand how this person feels? And it's a good question, because the fact is sometimes we don't. Sometimes we can't possibly know what this other person is feeling, what they're experiencing, because we all come from our own belief systems, our own paradigms, our own model of the world. But here's what we can do. We can communicate that we understand that they're feeling something, and that that something is a little bit uncomfortable, and that it's something that they need to be able to express, and we can help them to do that.
I was going to say, it was just interesting, because if you take what you just said and kind of soak in it, marinate in it for a second, you start to get to the definition of what the difference is between sympathy and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because sympathy means I'm feeling it too. Empathy means that I can understand how you feel.
Yeah, and you know, I think Zig Ziglar gave a wonderful difference between how empathy and sympathy manifest themselves. And I remember reading this in one of Zig's books 20 years ago. And he said, you know, empathy allows you to live in the solution. Sympathy keeps you in the problem. And he gave this great example, Rob. He said, if you're on a cruise ship and somebody is seasick and you come across them, if you have sympathy, you'll identify so much with them that you'll get seasick and you won't be able to help them. If you have empathy, well, you'll get them a washcloth and some seasickness pills, and you'll get the ship's doctor and help them. So when we're empathetic, we live in the solution. We can be of great help to them. When we're sympathetic, we tend to not really be a help. We become part of the problem itself.
What a wonderful way to understand that. Tell me, we have a moment left. I want to talk about this notion of influencers and humility. So by very nature of the job, by very nature of the income, by very nature of the stature and the expense account and the fine meals and everything else, there's a tendency, a temptation, to let the ego take over and the humility to fade away, perhaps fade away in big chunks.
Mm-hmm.
How do you influence and stay humble?
Well, I think one thing is that humility itself can sometimes be misunderstood. You know, if we were to say, well, the most humble person in the world is going to come and knock at your door, who would you expect to see? And some people would think of, you know, some, you know, kind of nebbishy, you know, guy who's cowering in front of you. And so, you know, that's not really humble. That's just a person who doesn't like themselves. You know, that's a person with not a lot of self-confidence, maybe. I think really humble is knowing that you're successful. It's knowing that you've done well. It's knowing that you're willing to work and to do the things and that you've accomplished a lot. But it's living in a state of gratitude. You know, it's not thinking it's just you. It's understanding that there's been a lot of people who've probably been a big part of your success, which doesn't take anything away from the fact that you've worked hard, studied hard, but, you know, done what you had to do. But it's understanding, it's being grateful. It's living in gratitude for all the blessings you have and all the neat things. And there's so much to be grateful for. Whether it's for that huge sale or whether it's that simple cup of coffee in the morning, that if you look through if you look at the division of labor that it took to get that cup of coffee to you, it's very easy to be grateful. And when you stay in gratitude, you stay humble. The more humble you are, the easier it is to influence, because people generally respect humility. Again, that's not to say they respect a weak need, you know, kind of, and we're not talking about that. But when they know someone is confident and they know someone has produced and led and that person is humble and grateful, people will get in line to follow that person.
Bob, what wonderful insights. Wholesalers, go out and get the book. It's called It's Not About You. Bob, I think it was September 21st it drops?
Yes.
Dropped September 21st. You can pre-order at all the usual locations. Go out to our website. You'll see a link for it. We'll send you out to Amazon where you can buy it. If you're not subscribed to I Carry the Bag, shame on you, because Bob will be writing an article for the upcoming winter edition. So we want you to go out and get a copy of that as well. Bob Berg, on behalf of our listeners at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, our sincere thanks for taking 14 minutes of your day to be with us.
Rob, thank you, and thank you for all the great value you provide to so many of us.
Very generous, and I appreciate it. Wholesalers, we'll talk to you soon on another episode. of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.